Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Oh, how romantic, this one. It's time for the list.
Yeah.
Best things about fall.
Best things about fall. We have a little bit of a controversy, though.
Oh, Jamie. Do we already?
All throughout that break, young Quentin in there was filling my ears with rage about how our list and our picks are terrible because he's seen them beforehand. And so I said, you know what? You think you can do better? I'm going to put Quentin on the list today, too. So you guys can also vote for his picks. So we'll go through all five of ours and then we'll vote. You guys get to vote on which number one is the best.
I have an objection to his objection because two things yesterday, two of your favorite things, Quentin, that you offered are on my list.
That's true. Yes, but
they're not number one because my list is true to me.
Three of the 10 things between the two of you, I agree with. So I disagree with 70% of your guys' list.
How many of the items on your list involve the word pumpkin?
I guess one would be on there, which would be the pumpkin spice.
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's a fall thing.
I don't think he likes pumpkins. I think he just likes...
Nutmeg. Like, pumpkin pie is great, but I think those are the only two pumpkin things.
Only
dogs like pumpkin.
The pumpkin doesn't taste good. You have to cover it in seasoning until it tastes like anything.
It's nutmeg. Right, so that's what I like. It's nutmeg and cinnamon. That's my jam.
Without further ado, here are our top five. When we get to number one, you guys get to vote on what the best number one is.
This is going to be interesting with this vote separated three ways.
Yeah. We'll see how it breaks up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So my number five, starting at five, going to one, is Halloween.
Okay.
Especially kids dress up in cute costumes. And the saddest thing in my life right now is Henry is at the exact age where you don't enjoy Halloween anymore, where you're a kid and you get to wear costumes and go around and have fun and get candy. And then from 13 to 17, it's nothing. And then you turn 18, you go to college, you go to Halloween parties, and then it becomes fun again.
Yes.
And then when you get older, you have kids, and then it's fun because, you know, they're cute and they dress up. But Halloween, it's a great holiday.
Okay.
Kids getting candy, scary stuff.
It's also on a Friday this year, and also we don't change clocks until the next night. We turn clocks back, fall forward, Saturday night. So it'll be light out late.
No, it's fall backwards, spring
fall back,
forward.
Spring forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew what I meant. That's the important thing. Yeah, I know it gets dark earlier, but not until after Halloween. That's the point there. Okay. My number five is windows open at night. I love it.
It's good.
I like the breeze coming through, listening to the gunshots or whatever it is at night. I like hearing having the breeze open.
You can smell the gunpowder wafting through the window in Waldo. No, that's good. And I can't wait until I can sleep without the air conditioner on.
Same.
because as much as I love being cold, I would prefer not to have to pay for it.
You have a much bigger house than I do, too. So I wonder, I'm sure your bill is big.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. This summer, I was spending, it's like $400 on our electricity bill this summer. It was crazy.
And the kids, at home alone, who knows, they're turning on every light in the house.
Yep.
They're turning on things just to make you crazy.
The other day, it's just such a cliche where you turn into your parents.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, that teenage bastard was downstairs, had the fridge door and freezer door open while he was making a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, what? I was like, close the fridge.
Airing them out or
something?
And
he was like, well, I've got milk and I got milk and jelly out. So I'm just going to put them back in a minute anyway. I was like, yes. And while you're doing that, you could close the fridge because now you're wasting all this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing about it is we have one of these fridges that if you leave it open for 10 seconds, the door
will start
dinging.
Yes, I have one of those too.
And he's just ignoring it. Anyway, Quentin, what is your number five? Better be good.
Hey, all right. I did make a list. I'm going to put soup down as my number five.
Soup.
Yeah. We're hitting soup season.
We went from 75 to 80 years old in that.
You're so
one
old.
Second.
Yeah. You're putting on a nice
soup.
Chicken
moth,
noodle.
Moth-worn cardigan.
Loaded baked potato.
Out of his crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
He huddles over it.
Mm-hmm.
I can, now that I work I can make it before I go to work and then just let that bad boy simmer and I get home and I have dinner. It's great.
I'll be honest with you, that actually does sound good. I'm not even the biggest soup fan.
I have no problem eating dinner at 4:30. I got no beef with that.
Oh, I mean,
yeah, that's
happy hour time. Go for it.
All right, okay. Number four for me is leaves. Not raking and burning, though I do actually. It falls in the air when you get that first smell when you walk outside and you smell leaves burning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about the color change. And it's, unless you live in the deep south where you don't really get autumn or fall, you get that beautiful leaf change anywhere.
Sure.
Like it's the reason it's nicer, I guess, in some certain parts is they have more trees.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice if we had more trees in Kansas, but whatever.
Yeah.
Leaves.
My number four is dark beer, specifically dark beer. Stouts. And porters. How do you not like that one, Quentin? That one we had together. We had in common.
I said that I agreed with some of your guys' lists.
Okay. So that's my number four.
It
becomes
like that.
Genuinely more, generally more acceptable for dark beers.
That is the soup of beer.
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Quentin?
It's like warming and comforting.
Yeah.
Quentin, what's number four?
I put pumpkin as my number four.
Just in general?
Yeah, like pumpkin spice, which I think includes both pumpkin pie and pumpkin spice lattes. It's the same, it's nutmeg.
It's the same not pumpkin content.
Yeah, so I guess I could have just put nutmeg on there, but.
Yeah,
that's what you like.
That's what I like.
Because nobody actually likes pumpkin.
Mm-mm.
They like the nutmeg. All right, number three for me is, again, as a dad, lower energy bills. Not having to have the air conditioner on. Not even for most of fall, not even having to have the heat on.
Oh yeah.
Cause we don't turn I don't know what it is for everyone else, but we don't turn the heat on until it gets down to about 62, 63.
Same.
Yeah. I like it cold.
Yeah.
I can't sleep if it's too warm.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Lower energy bills.
I get to put the down comforter back on the bed in the fall, like windows open. Yeah. Same thing. My number three is fleece. Because the best part, it's the best kind of winter or fall
apparel
is fleece. Yeah. I like the fleece.
What about sweaters?
I'm not a big sweater person.
No.
I don't wear a lot of sweaters. They're bulky and heavy, but I like a good fleece sweatshirt or fleece zip up.
Yeah,
I get
what you're saying. Sometimes I just feel comforted by a sweater, like something heavy that's just kind of weighing you down. And basically telling you it's okay. You don't need to do anything today. You just sit on the couch and drink your soup.
Yeah, but like a good pullover sweatshirt, warm or like fleece blankets. I have a lot of fleece blankets at home.
Nice quarter zip. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Quentin,
dark beer is my third.
Okay.
But what?
Okay.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
So wait, did he not hate dark beer or he did like it?
What?
He did like it. He liked
like
it. It was on my list.
Yeah.
Just said he was making a face. I can't see him. So.
Oh. He's always kind of making a face, but
okay. Number two for me is football.
Yeah.
Um, That is, it's not necessarily specifically fall because anymore with the extra game, football season starts a week earlier than it used to. But it's my favorite sport. It is my favorite thing to obsess over. It's my favorite thing to argue about. I love football, and it's just with the Chiefs having had the run that they've had for the last 6 or 7 years, it is something I just look forward to every single year.
Yeah, that's good. My number two is the bonfires. I will probably do one this weekend. It's going to be cool enough at night this weekend that I think I can do one at like 8, 9 p.m. because I have the chiminea for the quick and dirty.
What is a chiminea again?
The chiminea is, what do we compare to like a potbelly stove? It's
yeah, that's a good comparison to it.
Yeah, it sits up on a cradle, and so it sits about 2 feet up, a foot and a half up the ground, and it's got a big pot at the bottom that you put your wood into, and then it gets narrow. There's a big narrow pot, and it's clay.
That's what that's called. Okay,
I
didn't know that.
I have one of those on my patio out back, and so that's good. The fire starts really fast in it. It doesn't, and you can get it out really quickly. So that's quick and dirty. And then if I really want to have fun, then I have the fire pit that I built farther out back. I love all of that.
This might be more of a winter thing, but I also like a good fireplace.
Yeah.
That's more of a winter thing. We usually only get it going on like holidays and things like that, but I just fire.
Fire. That's awesome. I said fire is just kind of great.
It's just the best.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
Okay,
all right,
Quentin.
This is where I have football. I basically agree with everything that we've said about football. It is my favorite thing to obsess about. It's my favorite thing to talk to people about. I mean, I'm in two fantasy football leagues, and one of the reasons that I'm in a group chat with my college friends is because of football. So football is a very important. I watch Sunday. I watch the games with my dad every week. It's great.
Yeah.
Aw. Okay.
That's nice. Have you always watched games with your dad?
Yes.
That's nice. I can't get my kids to watch games with me.
Either of them?
Finn will watch for the first like half. It's weird. Finn will watch for the first half, and then he'll get bored and distracted and then go do something else and then check back in at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Henry will ignore the first half and then come down and watch the second half. But
that makes more sense to me.
He's usually like on his phone or something like that. And yeah, I blame myself because I get too into the games and I get emotional. And I realized what it was the last week. It's not about the Chiefs screwing up or the Chiefs succeeding or the other team screwing up or succeeding. It's the refs. I get like my fairness trigger is on a hair, and I go absolutely berserk when I feel like there's some injustice going on the football field. All right. Okay. So my number one, I could say that this is my number one because it encompasses all the good things about fall. That could be the foods, and that could be pumpkin pie and pumpkin spice, and it could also be football and the weather and all that stuff. I'm not going to say that, though. It's my number one because it is the one holiday that we actually set aside to express gratitude instead of just getting crap, and that would be Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because I love stuffing myself and falling asleep watching football, but I also love the principle of it, that it's just a holiday that we get together and we go, you know what? It's not that bad. This is actually pretty great. We have a good life. Yay. Because when you can actually do that with your life, it clears up a lot of stuff for you. When you can actually be grateful for what you have instead of obsessed with what you don't have, it's a nice feeling. And it solves a lot of your problems.
That's
so good. Thanksgiving for me is number one.
I like that. My number one, again, I don't do these to win the popularity contest. I do these because it's just initially my list was a little different, but this is genuinely my number one. My favorite thing about fall, I don't have to mow the grass. There's no mowing in the fall. I don't have to mow the grass anymore. I have to deal with leaves, but that's a different thing. That's a different, I might get like a vacuum this year to go do it, but I don't have to mow. I'm very close to not having to mow anymore for the fall until March.
Not having to mow anymore.
Not having to mow. It's
okay.
It consumes, I don't hate it, but it doesn't. There are some people that act like it's the most zen activity in the world. I don't hate it. I accept that it's part of home ownership. That's fine. But it's a thing on my list that just nags at me. It's just always got to be done. Pulling weeds. I don't pull weeds in the fall. I don't do any of that.
I can't remember. I'm sure I've done this as a topic several times. Like at what age is it the right age to make your teenager mow your lawn? Because I could not wait to have to not have to do that anymore and to send Henry out and do it. So yeah, okay. No mowing.
No mowing. That's my number one.
Quentin, what is your number one?
Medium jackets. Huffy. There's just what are you doing? I don't like wearing big puffy coats. I think they're too big, but nice, like quarter zips, or there's just a lot of like corduroy jackets. They're that perfect sort of middle, and you can start wearing them in fall.
All right.
Quentin, go away for a second. Cover your ears. We let him in on this based on that number. Did we know that was going to be the number one?
I didn't know that was going to be his number one.
I don't think if this is like the trial run, what do you mean medium jackets? Medium. I thought for sure I was going to lose this one by a landslide, especially when I knew Thanksgiving was number one.
Not going to go your way. Yeah.
But no, that medium jackets.
Do you not understand what a medium jacket is?
I totally understand what you mean.
We know what a medium jacket is. We don't know why that would be your favorite thing. I mean, you had things on the list that were much better than that.
I want things to be in the fall to be as big as possible. I want them to fall. I want the blanket sweater, you know, that like has the hood that's 10 times too big. I don't want things to fit in the fall.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, those are our number ones. So you guys get to vote on which is the best one of those number ones. And what you need to do is text J for Jamie. If you think that not having to mow the lawn anymore is the best thing about fall, text W for Weir. If you think that Thanksgiving is the best thing about fall, and for 1 week only, text Q. Text Q for Quentin. If you think that medium jackets are the best thing about fall, again, J for no mowing, W for Thanksgiving, and Q for medium jackets. Get your texts in now. We'll add them up and see who had the best pick for best things about fall. Thanksgiving, no mowing, or medium jackets. That's going to be at the end of the hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the benefit of video 911 calls.
Louisville's doing it. They're going to start doing 911 via video.
Doing it, and I'm assuming that it's not a privacy concern. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So as we're talking about using AI more and having more things be automated, we're talking about more ways to get information from 911. I have not heard of a city yet doing this. Louisville's the first one I've heard, at least publicly, that has talked about doing this. But Louisville has introduced video 911 calls as a tool for city officials to get more information. They have a demo online that we can talk about, but how it works is a person calls 911 and then the dispatcher may request access to the caller's camera video via text link. So they send you a link. And if you are willing to go on camera, you click that and it works for any smartphone with a camera. Eventually, they said dispatchers will be able to forward that video call to first responders and then they can see the scene in real time before they arrive. So it's just another way to get them more information. They said they've been practicing the video 911 calls with call takers for the last month, and they say it is proving already to be a success. They gave an example. They were able to help a woman who was in town visiting and her car broke down. They said she was trying to give landmarks, but it was a little dark. The call taker said, so they said, why don't we use this video that we just implemented? And she held the camera up and showed around her surroundings, and it came to find out, they said, she was by a hospital curve downtown. So she couldn't say where she was exactly because she didn't know the area. But once she held the camera up and showed them the surroundings, they were able to find her.
Okay. My first thought on this was my mother-in-law was a 911 dispatcher for a while and stopped doing it for a lot of reasons. But one of them, she said, it was like just the empathy overload of it. Whenever you hear, sometimes you hear like a 911 dispatcher is in trouble because they weren't expressing as much empathy as you would hope in a situation. And it just because sometimes they get bogged down by it. I can't imagine, though, if you're a 911 operator and now having to see like a child dying or having to see somebody choking to death or having to, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if we're doing that, that's great. And if the benefits are there, awesome. At the same time, they should get paid more to do that if that's the case. Because having to now be visually exposed to that seems like it's going to be more traumatic than just having to hear it.
I have a question. I don't think it's in the article, but if they have this video, is this video saved on like a server?
I was going to ask that too.
And can they use this?
Once it's recorded, yeah.
And like, could they use this in court? Where like, let's say, you know, you were robbed or there was a hit and run, right? And you call police and you're able to show like a license plate number or something, and you're able to then save that on the server. And now you have a description of somebody and we don't have to go by eyewitness account because we literally have video from the person who called 911.
That's a good question that's not answered.
And here's another question. And that's a great point, Quentin. It made me think about this. Is 911 calls are subject to public records laws.
Sure. We can play them. If we request them, we can play them
on
air.
You can hear them all the time on the news. Will the videos also be something you can play on the news?
Probably.
Be something you can, you put it out? Like, would it be something you could put out like on YouTube? If it's public record,
you could put it on your Facebook page. I mean, in theory.
So that would mean there would be access to a lot of disturbing stuff. So.
I have to be honest, I'm not as worried about the effect on call takers. I feel like, you know, when you get that job, that's going to be a rough one. I appreciate about this the extra information. Just like I like text 911, because if somebody is in a place where they can't talk out loud, you can still communicate information. I like that sometimes we're not experts on our own emergency. And so if you call 911 because you're bleeding and they want to know more about your injury, you could very easily just aim a camera at the injury and then they would know. If you were in a situation where you needed to help someone else until the EMT gets there, you needed to put a tourniquet on, you needed to stop someone else's bleeding, somebody has a head wound, if you're having a hard time describing the symptoms somebody is displaying, you just don't have the words for it, you could aim the camera at that person and the call taker could just see it and then be able to walk you through it. So I like all of that. I want to talk for a second, though, about the privacy concerns that you alluded to. Again, remember, you as the caller to 911 agree to this or not. You have to be asked. It's not automatic. You have to click on the link first to be able to engage in this, which is where I think these concerns, you just have to know that this is possible. But I ask this question a lot. What if they see something else that is not related to your emergency, but is a crime taking place? Or what if that video shows evidence of a crime and could be, there's just, when you have stuff on video, it's more information that police could use. It's, can it show minors? I have all kinds of privacy questions like that.
There's so many. And once it's recorded, it lives inside of a government system with retention rules and FOIA. If you opt in, do you opt in knowing that you might not be able to opt out later?
Probably not. It's an emergency, so you're...
That they've trained the 911 operators on this. But there's lots of people who I know have been recorded on 911 calls and then are shocked to hear it on the news later, thinking, wait, they can... Yeah, that's not a private phone call. That is now a public record. So, I don't know. What if you're hiding from someone, the video of that, would you want to consent to showing that too? What if
you wouldn't have to though? You just say, no, I don't want the video link. That's where you would just say no.
But it also makes me worry, like domestic situations as well. Like that's going to be, a video of that now is going to be out there for everyone to see. In some cases, that'd be a good thing because some of these bastards need to be painted in as bad as light as they are. But in other cases, it might show something that where you were at an incredibly vulnerable moment in your life. Just like the problem I had with the guy at the T-Mobile Center getting beaten up. Mm-hmm. And now it's a video that everybody's watching.
Yeah. Like,
the poor guy is bad enough. He got beat up and now he's basically humiliated on a viral stage.
But I feel like the positives outweigh the negatives by at least a little bit. If you, sometimes given the troubles that we have lately with GPS and AI trying to determine your address and them getting it wrong, I mean, if the ambulance goes to the wrong place because AI gave them the wrong address, you can hold your phone up to show the sign or again, to show landmarks so that they can find you by something other than your address. I like that. Video streaming, does that require a stronger signal on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a problem because you're not always going to have that. What if it cuts out? Is it more likely to cut out and
it's
drop?
It's way more likely to cut out.
If it's video, there's that.
If you have an older phone, is it going to be able to show things correctly? I mean, could there also be the 911 dispatcher thinks they're seeing something that is not actually happening, thinks that somebody holding a screwdriver or somebody holding a knife?
Yeah.
Or, somebody holding a toy gun is the same as them holding a gun. And then when they dispatch the cops, they say, hey, he's armed. Somebody on the text line said, what if the caller isn't the victim and the victim can't give consent to be recorded? So you're recording people who haven't given consent to it.
But they're not. Again, remember, the only way that you have to agree to this being a video call. And the only way you can agree to it is if you have the ability to click on a link that they text you.
Right.
If you don't have the ability, it's just a phone call.
If you're the person taking the video, I'm saying what if you're witnessing somebody else being the victim of a crime, they didn't give consent, and now their video is out there.
Well, hopefully that person is going to be grateful that you called for help and that maybe that video helped find the person that was responsible. Mm. So I wish we knew more about the exceptions to this.
I feel like that example you guys just brought up would fall under the Good Samaritan laws.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I mean, sorry that you didn't want to be recorded, but I was doing the right thing. It's like, you can't get sued if you're doing.
Oh, no, I don't think that there should be recriminations for that. I just think that it's not fair to that person because they didn't consent to be recorded. And now something that might be horribly traumatic to them is now part of the public record and anybody can see it.
I don't want to
sound... But they can only see it if media requests it. And that request could always be denied I mean, police have to agree to release it, or whoever owns it has to agree to release it. And they could always deny that request under a list of conditions. And you could just put on that list of conditions. Like if it has a minor, I mean, there are all kinds of conditions in it that you could just say, no, can't do that.
Then I guess the other, then as far as that's concerned, is these being held in a storage area. And how ironclad is that? Because we see these kind of things leak all the time. Where public records, the police and city officials and things like that have kept, get broken into and data gets stolen all the time. So, yeah, I'm not trying to poo-poo it too much because I do think that it's probably a net positive overall. It's just some issues that I could see springing up over it.
Which I hope they'll figure out. Like, hopefully they'll sort all that out.
Yep.
So.
All right. Coming up, a 12-year-old was arrested while driving their parents' car. I'm going to ask you a question. The earliest you drove, legally or illegally?
Oh, boy, here we go. I was driving on the...
I was on a tractor.
On a farm when I was four.
But that first experience of driving, did you get it at 12? Talk about that coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Channel 9 had the story. Yeah, poll.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, the poll.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, real quick. I hate to break this to you, but Quentin is in the lead.
That's the sympathy vote. They don't actually agree with him.
So currently right now, Quentin has the lead with 45. I'm at 43.
No way.
And Jamie's at 12. Jamie's at 12. So we did the best things about fall. And you guys get to vote on what the best, who had the best pick for number one. Mine was Thanksgiving. Jamie's was not having to mow the lawn anymore, and Quentin's was medium jackets. So just text the text line W if you want to vote for Thanksgiving. That's we're W, J for Jamie and no mowing, or Q for Quentin and medium jackets. And I agree, it's definitely got to be a sympathy vote. You're taking medium jackets over Thanksgiving?
No, I think Weir's going to win it because I think Thanksgiving is going to be more popular than mowing the lawn. That's fine. This is my favorite. But I don't think medium jackets. Are you sure you read that right? Are you sure medium jackets doesn't have the 12%?
I'm sure that's correct. I wish I was reading it right. No.
People are giving him sympathy because they're mad at us.
Now that we've mentioned it, it's gotten even worse. It's 48 to 41 to 11.
People want to be cozy, and people don't like hanging out with family members they don't like on Thanksgiving.
But what you are describing, medium jackets, I take issue with this because I put fleece on my list. Yeah. If I want to be comfortable on Thanksgiving where I've just eaten my weight in stuffing, I don't want a medium jacket that fits.
Right.
I want something biggest, baggy. Yes. I want a comfy sweatshirt that I can fit three people in. I don't want a medium anything. So
I might have
find out who our appeals board is. Boss is here today. Can I maybe?
I feel like he would actually side with Quentin.
He probably would.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess.
But 48, 41, 11 right now is the vote split on it. Again, you can text Q. And by the way, if apparently Q autocorrects to A when you send it. So if you have an A, I counted that too. So anybody accusing me of throwing up votes, this isn't hanging chat. I'm not doing mail-in fake vote, fake news stuff. It also counts if you accidentally texted A. But Q means that you think that medium jackets are the best thing about fall. W means you think that Thanksgiving is the best thing about fall. And J means you think that not having to mow anymore is the best thing about fall. You can text us into 913-586-7798. W for Thanksgiving, Q for medium jackets, J for no mowing, 913-586-7798.
Sometimes I don't like
the audience.
We'll talk about this more later.
We'll talk about anyway, this go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, so
next story.
I don't know, Quinn. Okay, so what was the youngest age that you actually drove? And I'm going to say on public streets, not the tractor on your farm, not sitting in dad's lap.
You actually took the car out?
Yeah. In this case, it was 12. This was in Sacramento, California. 12-year-old was arrested after driving off in mom and dad's car. And it wasn't just that. Led police on a chase, hit some traffic cones, a parked vehicle, and a patrol car. They're not saying whether this was male or female. They are going to great lengths to say they and the child and not say, I'm going to get, usually it's boys that do this. Mm-hmm. But they said they first responded after the child, because it was a child, took the vehicle at 7:00 in the morning. First, he drove to his former school. He left the area and hit some traffic cones. Police found the vehicle. They tried to stop it, but the kid didn't stop and instead let police on a short chase through the neighborhood. The vehicle, the driver, then hit a parked car and a patrol unit, but no one was hurt. And that juvenile was taken into custody. This is where I'm like, I don't want him to be charged necessarily. Well, maybe we can have that discussion. I want him to not be able to drive until he's 25.
Right.
Future driver's license away.
I'm much more on board with that because I don't think that you should be driving at 12, and especially the fact that he wasn't even driving very well at 12 is bad. Also, I wonder how many times kids actually do drive and just never get caught. Mm-hmm. The reason I wonder that is because the only reason we know about this kid is he took the parents' keys. They were looking out for him, all that stuff. There's got to be cases where parents never knew about it, where they drove and they drove fine. They drove responsibly. They knew the rules of the road. You stop, red lights, green lights, yellow lights, all that stuff. They've watched mom and dad drive enough that they didn't get caught. Because I got to be honest with you, I know I've seen plenty of adults who probably aren't any better than a 12-year-old at driving. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to have keys.
Sure. I have so many questions about the story because there's just not a lot of detail here, but like what happened? Why?
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we assume fight with mom and dad or mom and dad are sleeping and they get a hold of the keys and they go for a little joyride.
What I mean, a lot of times it's a little, it's kid. This is the other thing. This is a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Usually it's a lot younger than
it
this.
Is. Yeah.
It's like a 5 or 6 or 7-year-old.
They can't see with them.
They wanted to go to McDonald's or something. And their parents said no. And so then they took the keys to the car and decided to drive themselves to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 913-586-7798 though. You can just text it in, because I don't know if we have enough time for phone calls, but why did you, when did you start driving? And I mean legit driving. If you didn't do it before your driver's license, I'm not talking about on your farm, I'm talking about, did you actually get in the car and drive down the block and back? When I was very young, I guess I would have been 8. My brother was 12. We did this.
Okay.
He drove, we got in my parents' car. They had two cars. They were in my dad's truck, I believe, for whatever reason. Got in the car and took it out in the driveway, drove it down the street, turned around, drove it back, put it in the driveway, and thought we were the coolest effing kids.
Was it just to see if you could? Existed. Like, was it just
to see if we could?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, hey, we're going to do something cool. Mm-hmm. And he was like, now, originally the plan was, we're going to drive up to Quick Trip. We're going to get sodas. Ah, it's going to be awesome. And then it was just like, nah, we're not doing that. No, nope, nope. We're turning around and going back. He chickened out.
I have a different version of the story out of the LA Times, looking for more detail. This chase, this kid, and it's a 12-year-old boy, went 70 miles an hour in his truck in a residential area of Sacramento.
70 miles an hour.
And they said he was taking it to school.
Why?
It said former school, but it said it was taking it to a school. They first got the call at 7 a.m. Well, he had taken his parents' truck to his former school on Camus Drive. 70 miles an hour on a residential street. That's why he hit a truck and a parked car and a patrol vehicle. And it's a mess. I have a picture of this vehicle. I want to talk about charges for a second. Do you think he was taken into custody? Should this, I don't know what the rules are in California, but let me tell you, he's facing a list of charges. I mean, they didn't hold back. Assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer.
Wow.
Is in this list because he hit the patrol car.
Yeah.
And there must have been an officer in it. It's a car.
Yeah, I get it.
But reckless evasion of a peace officer.
Yeah.
Receiving a stolen vehicle.
Okay. 913-586-7798. We have text coming in, but I would like to explore this a little bit more about whether what he should be charged with, and are they going a little bit too far? We'll talk about this some more in about 5 minutes on Midday.
12-year-old boy in California is facing a list of charges. 7 o'clock in the morning, he steals mom and dad's pickup truck, drives to his former school. Parents notice this pretty quickly, call police. They find him. They chase him. Speeds get to 70 miles an hour on a residential street. He hits a parked car, some traffic cones. He hits a patrol vehicle, and there must have been a deputy in it. They eventually catch him. Thankfully, nobody was injured. 12, which he is the earliest age in California in which a child can be held criminally responsible for charges in juvenile court. This child is under the age of 14, so they were legally required to take him into temporary custody, and then they got a hold of his parents, and he was going to be released. The charges that he is facing, hit and run, assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer, reckless evasion of a peace officer, vehicle theft, and receiving a stolen vehicle. The way this is going to work is this will go to a county probation officer who will look at the police report, interview the child and family, and then decide whether to file a petition for charges in juvenile court or do something like counseling or warnings, that kind of thing. So
I don't know why. Sometimes I get hung up on terminology when it comes to prosecution, and I probably shouldn't, but I just don't like the term assault with a deadly weapon because it implies he was trying to kill somebody. And as far as we know, he wasn't. He was a 12-year-old driving like an idiot.
But he didn't stop.
Yeah.
He was running from police at 70 miles an hour.
Why was he going to his former school?
I don't know. I don't get that either. Like, had they just moved or something? And he missed his former school. I could see that, having a fight with mom and dad how dare you make us move? I want to go to my old school. Hide the keys, parents.
Know. I don't like that part because my brain is just going to way more serious and nefarious things than that. But I don't know. Did you, when you were a kid, ever have that urge to like, I should drive. I should be able to drive a car.
Yeah. No, I never had that urge. No. We have mopeds. And I wrecked the moped in the front yard, I was not anxious to drive anything. I drove that thing into the back of the camper in the front yard, I was terrified and was not.
Yeah, but being in
anxious.
A car, I wonder that if you're in a car accident when you're a kid, does that like dampen your urge to get behind the wheel as when you get older? Or do you, maybe even more so, you're like, well, my mom can't drive, I should probably be driving.
But I liked learning to drive. I was really calm. My dad did a lot of that with me. My dad was incredibly patient and very, very calm and a great teacher. And that taught me to be calm. And my mom was really patient too, but like my dad and I did a lot of that. And I couldn't wait to get my driver's license. I was ready, like skip my birthday to go and get my driver's license.
I played Mario Kart. Oh. Does that count?
No. And I'm not talking to you right now.
She's angry. You'll be even more angry when I give you the updates on the votes.
It's not really, I shouldn't be angry at you. I should be mad at everybody else.
Mad at the audience?
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody asked, by the way, is there a way to see the other texts of the group? I wish. I've said this before. I wish there was like a live screen that when you text, everyone could see the texts that we get and everything like that. Because one, it might make people a little bit nicer on the text line if you knew that it was people besides me and Jamie, though mostly me, looking at the text line.
I looked at it for 10 years and I looked at it when Grayson refused to. So yeah, I
get it. No, I get my dues. It doesn't bother me as much as it used to because now I've been through so much garbage. I'm like, whatever. Oh, you think that's going to hurt my feelings? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, but back to this kid and the story. If you drive as a child, that's not going to make you a better driver in the future either, right?
Mm-mm, no.
Rod started driving when he was 13.
Okay.
His mom literally at one point gave him keys and told him, okay, I guess you have to drive yourself to driver's ed.
Wow.
So he started driving at a very young age around Texas, which is, I think, pretty sophisticated. And I love the man, but he's one of the worst drivers I've ever been in the car with. He's terrifying.
Yeah. What do you think is going to end? How do you think it's going to end? You think he's going to end it up with counseling or are they going to take this to some kind of court?
I think it's got to end with counseling. I think there's something going on with him where he felt the need to do this and to drive so recklessly. I mean, at 12, you still have like an appreciation for life.
What's he going to be like as a driver at 25?
Yeah. Coming up, we're going to do some don't knock it till you try it life hacks. For instance, just doing things as a single person, so much better than doing things as a group. Talk about all those coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.